we're continuing about the story of Joseph when he brought his sons in Genesis 48 to his dad, Jacob, who is now called Israel by God. When he brought his sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, to Jacob, Jacob says, I am going to adopt your sons. And when I first read that, I thought, he's not even asking. He's telling Joseph. Joseph has suffered so much loss. Why would he want to give up his sons to his dad? But when we read into this, we see that it was really a story of redemption and a story of restoration, because Joseph, before he was sold into slavery, before he went to prison, before he lived those years in Egypt, he had a coat of many colors, which meant he had the double portion of Jacob. And that was stripped from him. And God is restoring him the double portion through his two sons. You see, out of all the tribes of Israel, Joseph has the only double portion. In fact, there's a place allotted to Manasseh and a place allotted to Ephraim, which came out of Joseph. So Joseph basically has two tribes where the other sons had one tribe. So God was restoring to Joseph. We also see it was restoration to Jacob as well, because his son Reuben, he told him in the next chapter, he says, you're like water. You see, Reuben dishonored his dad so to the point that he could not give him the right as the firstborn. Simeon was a man of violence. He couldn't do it for him as well. And so Manasseh and Ephraim, they were restoration for Jacob. But not only for Joseph and for Jacob, but also it speaks of us coming into our promised land. Because out of all of the sons of Jacob, Manasseh and Ephraim were born in Egypt. They were born in Egypt. That speaks of us as Gentiles. We were born outside of the covenant of Abraham. But through Jesus Christ, we have been grafted in to the vine. We are spiritual Israel today. And Manasseh and Ephraim says there is restoration to those who are in Christ Jesus. Oh, my friend, whatever Satan has taken, whatever you've lost, maybe it's been because of your own mistakes. God is a God who restores. That's the kind of God we serve. I want to talk to you just for a moment before we go about our coaching CD with Dr. John Polis. It's on becoming rich in faith. Faith is the victory. The Word of God has no effect in our life without faith. It is a faith book. God is a faith God, and we are a faith people. We're saved through faith, right? So we have to become rich in faith. Our faith doesn't end at salvation. That's just the beginning. Faith is a currency of heaven. The coaching CD for everyone who gives this month of March, a love gift of $15 or more. And many of you, my friend, could do more. Write to us today. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can also give online at he'salive.net. You can also listen online at he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day. I love you. We'll be back tomorrow.